The Tropic Region. A. Area, 22 million square miles. B. Population, 500 million. C. Capital, capital city. The map in Lincoln Ngoma's office was far from the model of neat precision of the one in Qing's Shanghai Dominion. The boundaries of Ngoma's tropic region were stenciled in dark, wide brown and swept about a gorgeous interior labeled jungle and desert and here be elephants and all manner of strange beasts. It had much to sweep, for in land area the tropic region enclosed most of two continents, all of South America north of Argentina, and all of Africa south of the Atlas. It included North America south of the Rio Grande as well, and even Arabia and Iran in Asia. It was the reverse of the eastern region, where the ant-hives of the Orient crowded half of humanity into 15% of the land mass. The tropics stretched its 15% of humanity over nearly half of all the land in the world. But it was growing. It was the one region whose population increase through immigration exceeded that through births. And for all who came, it had use. To Ngoma, Stephen Byerly seemed like one of these immigrants, a pale searcher for the creative work of carving a harsh environment into the softness necessary for man, and he felt some of that automatic contempt of the strong man born to the strong tropics for the unfortunate pallids of the colder suns. The tropics had the newest capital city on Earth, and it was called simply that, Capital City, in the sublime confidence of youth. It spread brightly over the fertile uplands of Nigeria, and outside Ngoma's windows, far below, was life and color, the bright, bright sun and the quick, drenching showers. Even the squawking of the rainbowed birds was brisk, and the stars were hard pinpoints in the sharp night.